are you doing?
Good. How are you, Angie?
Everything looks like business as usual at the Sitka Sound Science Center hatchery. Aquaculture Program Manager Angie Bowers and two techs are transferring around 159,000 coho smolt from several large green tanks, called ponds, into saltwater holding pens in Sitka Sound. They'll rear there for about another 3 weeks, learn the scent of the hatchery's outfall stream, and then be released for their 18-month journey into the ocean. This release would have been 160,000 smolt, except someone entered the hatchery grounds late Friday night and turned off the freshwater valve supplying one of the ponds.
Which means they were not getting oxygen?
Right, there's no flow, no water coming in. So the level was down and there was all fish all belly up. So she turned the water back on and a lot came back around, but we lost about 1,000 out of 15,000.
The vandalism was discovered by the hatchery intern, Mariah Savalainen, and reported to Sitka police. So 1,000 juvenile salmon, no big deal, right? Wild coho, or silver salmon, spend over a year in fresh water after they've hatched, before entering the ocean. For a hatchery, growing a coho to this size, about 24 grams in weight, is a big deal. These fish were hatched here in the spring of 2016.
So they spend that first whole winter up until April in incubation, and then they come out as little, like less than, almost a little more than quarter of a gram is what they start off as, so that's how big they are now.
And they look like they're 4 or 5 inches long?
Maybe? Yep.
Bowers is the first to admit that this is not a huge tragedy. It's fortunate that Savalainen came in on Saturday to feed the smolt, or the tank may have drained entirely and killed all 15,000 silvers. Although ocean survival is impossible to predict, Bowers estimates that if only 8% of the coho had survived to return in 2019, they would have been worth roughly $1,100 to commercial fishermen. This vandalism wasn't a spree. Nothing else at the Science Center was damaged, but it was deliberate.
And it's not an easy thing to do. Like, it's not something that you could just bump and have it happen. It have to be intentional. So we have talked about getting security cameras now. I think that's probably something we'll do.
Bauer says it's taken a while to rebuild the hatchery's coho program after a blocked intake upstream in the Indian River in 2010 killed off an entire age class of rearing salmon, leaving an every other year gap in production. Techs collected eggs from the river itself to restart coho. After this year, says Bowers, we should be back on track.
Yeah.
Reporting in Sitka, I'm Robert Woolsey.
Okay.
Yeah.
See you, Rob. Thank you.